In the United Kingdom, in the winter of 2010-2011, 35,000 people died due to cold temperatures and were unable to pay their heating bills. A couple from Warwickshire recently, who had to walk 6 miles a time to get a food parcel, were recently found dead. And up until April 2011, a voluntary organisation reported it had fed 60,000 people from its 142 food banks, and it anticipated that figure will grow some 100,000 people this year. And in Caithness, we have noted that the demand for food parcels was reported now as exceeding supply. Often the cause of this is people having to wait for benefit payments being made late. And between August 2010 and July 2011, 300,000 people had to wait a month or longer for any money. This month, we are told some public sector workers are being selfish by trying to save their £4,000 a year on average gold-plated pensions, which coincidentally drops to £2,800 if you are a woman. Yet we're told it's only right that you have to pay the market rate for chief executives earning in excess of £4 million a year, or 169 times that earned by the average worker. Recently, we observed the evictions at Dale Farm. The website of the Solidarity Group for Dale Farm had the slogan, "If not a scrapyard, then where?" I sometimes wonder if history had to rewrite itself into a modern-day Britain, if the Christmas story might have found a couple asking, if not a stable, then where? Such is the increasing experience of those who can neither feed, heat or house themselves, and who are by being increasingly forgotten about by a government who are more concerned about the haves than the have-nots.